up? Hey, man, you gonna put your headphones and...
No!
Okay.
Rage is too real!
Why'd you show up if you weren't gonna rage about it? It's too raw?
No!
Oh my God.
It's too heartbreaking.
It's too much for your heart to take? To even talk about it?
I don't even want to talk about it.
Alright, man, we can talk about something else.
No, I want to talk about it.
It's
okay?
Sunny out?
No.
It's not sunny.
Shut up. It's horrible out.
Okay, you know what we can talk about?
What can we talk about?
Here's what I'm mad about.
What's that?
Okay. Taylor has gone through maximum rage mode for me. Mad as you are about Game of Thrones, Taylor has been needling me. In fact, I'm at the point, I'm not even sure Taylor was ever a Game of Thrones fan. I think she may just do whatever I'm contrary to
probably
in order to needle me. Because, like,
so much sense,
actually. She's like, it does, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. Like, she doesn't like Marvel, she doesn't watch Star Wars, she loves Sansa. It's like, she loved all the episodes, and then this last one going into it, she's like, this is gonna suck. It's got to be terrible. And then she watches it. She's like, it's pretty good. I actually enjoyed it. When universally, it is the worst regarded thing. I have a video. It's about 20 memes in, so we're going to get to it later in the show. But I got a video of Aaron Rodgers, quarterback for the New England Patriots.
Nope.
I just said that because I just wanted Britt to see it.
She's not watching.
Okay, well, Green Bay Packers then.
There you go.
I just wanted people to know that I knew it.
You didn't.
I did.
You didn't, though.
I mean, he's wearing a green
shirt.
I'm
wearing green. It gave it away.
I'm wearing blue. I was confused. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's it. But he was like, he even says I didn't like it. Aaron Rodgers. He's an important figure in America because he plays the football.
The own fucking cast don't like it.
Have you seen?
I think Sansa's really the only one who does because she's like, I'm queen.
Well, I saw Sansa and Kit Harington, Jon Snow.
Mm-hmm.
They both came out and they were like, stop being ungrateful fans. You know, people worked really hard on this.
We're not ungrateful. Everything I have fucking seen has praised.
Yes.
Everything.
Yes.
Everything about this season, minus the fucking writing.
Whenever I hear someone say that, I feel like they have the worst publicist in the world.
Yeah.
Because their publicist just calls them and be like, hey, how did people like Game of Thrones last night? Oh, they didn't like it. You know, they weren't a fan of how everything turned out, which is not what we're mad about. There, but Kit Harington probably hears that goes, what? We worked so hard on that. Tweet. You know?
Well, yeah, that's, and that makes him not a what dumb happened. Little bitch.
You know?
I'm very upset about that. I love John. He should have been on the throne. But what a dick of Rooney Dooney if he doesn't understand what the fuck we're mad about.
Yeah.
It's not.
She's not queen, Taylor.
I mean,
okay? She's not.
Bran on the throne, I don't particularly like that plot point.
Yes, I think that's the one most
Every
people
other
hate.
Thing I could live with.
Yeah, and I think that's the...
And it would have been great if they did it in a longer
right.
pace.
I think your sentiment is exactly the shared sentiment. Exactly. Everyone hates Bran.
Yeah.
But they're fine with everything else if it didn't happen over six episodes. I think that is the universal sentiment of the episode.
I think it's over six episodes. I think it's the fact that they completely destroyed... I don't know. I want to say 10 plot lines
well,
that they
I
had.
I have things up here that says what's the point of, and then it lists them.
Right.
We can go through those. I also have a list of every inconsistency in the last six episodes of the season detailed mm-hmm. out. You don't want to make the nerds mad, okay, because they'll nerd on you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and then there's no bigger nerds than Game of Thrones nerds.
I'm so ready for their fucking Star Wars trilogy to just bomb worse than
it
fucking...
won't. Because I think the problem is that the vast majority of people don't care. But I don't know. Game of Thrones, like podcasts I listen to that don't really pay attention to hip things.
It was on NPR.
They're hating it. Yeah. Like, that's what I think. Like, when you hear, ooh, negative reactions and it's on NPR, it's pretty well known people didn't like it at that point. Yeah. So.
By the way, I listen to NPR.
Dude, so do I. There's no judgment here, dude.
It's great,
I've been listening to NPR since I was like 15.
I don't
so.
Listen to the people who are like, today we're going to talk about books.
Dude, have you ever listened after
Let's
7 p.m.?
Let's talk.
With the guy who just plays weird jazz books. Music for no reason whatsoever?
No, I listen to this podcast called Up First. It's a good quick 15
Oh, you
minutes
listen to podcasts.
Drive-in.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. See, I actually listen to it on the radio, like old man.
Nah, man. Trump's going to war with China.
Whatever.
And Iran.
Yes.
We all gonna die.
Yeah. I hope.
Bring it.
Yeah, let's do it.
Especially after this fucking ending.
But anyway, the point is, okay, and I think we can all agree on this except for Taylor. Sansa sucks. She sucks. She yeah. did nothing except...
bitch.
The Starks all
she
got what they wanted.
Just bitched.
But she ain't queen, okay? She's queen, but that's like me being like, Colby, I would like to annex my apartment, and you refer to me as king. And then everyone has to be like, he's king now. That's not how it works, okay?
Yeah, she seceded from her brother like a dingus. Like a big old dingus.
Yeah.
Like the reason why the North was the North by itself and didn't succumb to any ruler is because those rulers were not them.
Yeah.
And now your ruler is literally the rightful king of Winterfell.
Like, here's the thing. John.
And you're like, nah.
Like, Soy Boy Beta Cuck. That's what you call me, right? That's me right here, okay? John
Liberal
Snow.
Cucktard.
Okay. Or that. John Snow, man. King of everything to the North. Okay? Bran, man. King of everything to the South, except a tiny little part of the North where 60 people live. Where the girl reigns. Congratulations, Sansa.
She have last hearth.
You know, that's all I'm saying. It's just like, it's a consolation prize, you know?
Die mad about it.
Like, wouldn't it have been better if Bran was king, Sansa was hand? That would have been a better job for her, right?
Yeah.
Because you're going to tell me in the future, Bran goes to war and he needs help. He's going to call in the North and she's going to be like, nah.
Yeah.
Nah, North is literally the biggest kingdom. Yeah, and Canada's a giant country, all right? Are we terrified of it? No. Just big doesn't mean good.
Big also does not mean that it is populated.
Yeah, we don't care. Big. Ooh, it's big. Ooh, she gotta help her brother.
There's a million
her
people
title,
in King's Landing alone.
Her title means
one
nothing.
City.
Okay, it means nothing.
No.
It means, it literally means
nothing.
She's
a bag of garbage who sits on a throne of
yes.
lies.
Yeah, we don't care about it. Okay? I'm honestly like Taylor said, she's great, die mad about it. I'm not even mad about it. It's honestly just stupid.
Yeah.
It's not
disappointing as hell.
It's not even mad, you know?
Oh, I'm mad.
Well, you're mad.
I don't give a shit about Sansa. I don't give a shit about Arya. I don't give a shit about Jon. What the fuck ever. Just not Bran. I would have rather Tyrion took it.
How do you want to go through this list, man? Do you just want to start at the beginning and go through it?
How about Tyrion being a prisoner when Grey Worm's like, you don't get to talk yet? He decides the complete future of the realm.
Let's start at the beginning, man. Here's your season 6 arc.
Yep.
Okay? Have you seen this one?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so this is your... Oh, that was a spin wheel. Here's your season 6 arc. So you got Daenerys, A Rise of Winterfell, first episode. Second episode, learns Jon's identity. Third episode, defends the North. Fourth episode, gets real mad, everyone dies. Fifth episode, she destroys all the King's Landings. Sixth episode, she dies.
You know one switch in this that would make it a little better?
What's that?
Is if you switch the learns Jon's identity and defends the North.
Okay, yeah.
I could see that change a lot better. Because she learns it, and then she's like, well, we're putting that on the back burner because there's fucking war with ice demons coming. But no, it would have been so much better if she was like, I'm here for you. I defended the North, and now
you're
telling me you're going to steal my throne.
I
could see her change from then.
Well, you're right. You're right. Yeah, you're right. I was going to make the argument
so much
that this order is better for her. But you're making the argument that it would make more sense for her to spiral if it was opposite.
Right.
Yes, I agree with you.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with you. Like, because she did all this work, and then it turns out that she's not the rightful heir anyway.
Yeah, she did
it literally
for the guy in her eyes that's going to steal everything she's ever dreamed of.
Got it. Okay, so what about this? We'll talk about Bran. We've already talked about it. Tyrion. People love stories, and nobody has a better story than Bran. Jon Snow, who went from Stark bastard to Lord Commander and King in the North, who was literally killed and resurrected, who slayed his queen and lover for the good of the realm. Or... if you want it illustrated for you, here's an actual meme of it, of everything that happened in Jon Snow's life.
Dude, it's the biggest bullshit. And do you have the video of George R. R. Martin talking about, like, killing a butler or something like that?
I do not.
No?
I don't even know what that is.
He has a video out. He's like, if you plan a story out from the beginning that the butler did it, and then halfway through you telling the story, somebody on the internet discovers who the butler did, or that the butler did it, and then you instead go from there and completely change everything to make it not fit that theory, then you have so many dead end foreshadowing plot holes that mean fucking nothing.
Right.
You just need to go with it.
Do you think that that's what D&D did?
Oh, 1,000%.
You think the people guessed
D&D?
They
were like, they looked at Reddit and saw the goddamn R. Danny wins the throne, R. John wins the throne,
yeah,
and R. Bran wins the throne, and saw that Bran was like 500 people in their mom's basement. And they were like, that's the one. That's mom's the least basement. Subverted. The most subverted expectations is that one right there.
Yeah.
Better one would have been Night King fucking sitting on the throne. Did you see that art?
There is no more throne, by the way.
Yeah.
It got melted.
Yeah, for some dumbass reason. Do you have the smart dragon memes on here?
I have this one right here that says, dumb enough to not see giant fleet of ships smart enough to symbolically melt the Iron Throne. About that one. I mean, in the defense of this meme, though, the smart one technically didn't get shot.
Literally. Oh, God. One scene difference. Point that dragon right at John. Burn the fucker up. He's still standing once he's done because he's a goddamn dragon Targaryen.
Yeah.
Drogon's like, oh, fuck, man, you're my new master now. And then John gets on it and talks to the Unsullied. He'd be like, Danny was a monster. I'm your king now. And
I don't want it.
Bam. Dick in their faces since they don't have it.
I don't want it. I don't want it.
She's my queen.
I don't want it.
She's my queen.
Yeah, how about this one? Cousin, the chair of blades has slain our beloved. Stand back. I will protect you. And then he mows the chair.
Fucking Christ.
You think that's what happened? You think that's the accurate depiction of what happened?
It would have been so much better if Danny told Drogon to do that first. Because he did it for
no reason. He symbolically
Dragons
burned it,
man. Dragons are dumb as shit. They cannot think
it,
logically.
Okay, how about this, man? What was the point of? And I want you to try to explain these to me, okay?
Sure.
John's lineage. Because even at the end of the show...
Do you want me to
say already,
what I think or what the writers thought?
Either.
I'll do both. What I think, so what the point is, nothing.
Okay.
What the
even
writers
at the end of the show, they call him Jon Snow.
Yeah.
Like, Sam is there.
Yeah.
Man who knows.
Yep.
Who's talked to... He's been all over... John's balls the entire series.
I think
just
four people on that council knew.
But Sam's been gobbling, dude. He's been ball gobbling for four seasons.
He saw his opportunity to become Grand Maester and not have to go back to the wall.
I guess.
Also, why is there a wall?
Don't know. Anyways,
was Tormund just waiting at the wall being like, John's gonna come back?
It doesn't really make sense.
It makes no sense!
He would have waited there for months.
Oh, man. I can't.
Okay, anyway, what
I
were
can't
the...
I can't deal with it. Okay, John's lineage, the writer's point is that it's another chink in the armor of Daenerys' mental stability.
Okay.
That's what it is.
That seems like a waste of my time.
That's such a big, unnecessary waste. Okay. You should just be concerned, in general,
like,
of the fucking man who may steal half your kingdom at the end of this.
They didn't
Since
really.
It's the biggest goddamn kingdom in the realm.
They didn't really make a big deal of his lineage, honestly, except. Okay, let me phrase it this way. If you watch the show with no breaks, they don't really make too big of a deal out of his lineage.
Until the last season.
And then it's only like in four episodes. I think we made a bigger deal out of his lineage than we should have, clearly, but they did leave it as like the cliffhanger. For the last episode before the season. And then they left it as a cliffhanger for several episodes, and then it meant nothing.
Yep.
They didn't even call him Aegon Targaryen or whatever his name is.
He said it once when talking to Dany. That was the only time you heard that fucking name.
Right, otherwise he's Jon Snow.
Yep.
Okay. Number two, what was the point of Bran warging during the Battle of Winterfell?
Dude, he was being a crow.
What's the point?
No fucking point, my opinion. Writer's opinion, he was looking for the Night King.
Except the Night King, like, walked right up to him, though.
Yeah, like he planned on him doing.
Okay. Number three, Arya's face-changing skills.
Dude, hidden threat.
What's that mean?
That's the nuclear option.
What is?
Her face-changing skills.
But...
You gotta pull it out in dire circumstances.
You wouldn't be in the slaughter of a million innocent people.
You would really think.
King's Landing be dire circumstances,
Did you see the meme where Arya's like, I know a killer when I see one.
Yeah, it's Dany roasting everybody right in front of her.
Yeah.
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 Yeah, it's pretty astute. Okay, number four. Jaime's entire arc. Started with Cersei, ended up with Cersei, learned nothing. He Dennis systemed Brianna Tarth.
I saw that one.
Yep.
That was great.
Yep.
Separate.
You know, you don't even have any logical idea for that one, do you?
Only thing I can think of is that some things don't work out. People try to change all they want, they won't.
Okay. Okay. What about Brienne and Jaime?
It was to give us some sexual attention before that battle happened.
Okay.
Or
so
after
boobs.
The battle happened.
So
am
boobs.
I right? Am I right? We didn't see any boobs, though.
We didn't, but...
He saw boobs.
He did. So, but boobs, though. Okay.
I guess maybe it was just to show that Jaime tried to move on and couldn't. He's addicted, so...
Okay. All right. Do you not think Tormund, when he learns that Jaime died, would head back to...
Winterfell?
To King's
Landing now, because Brienne just completely forgot her oath to Sansa to protect
yes.
her.
Yeah. You can ask as much stuff as you want, fictional. Okay? I'm just trying to direct Colby. If you want to direct his rage, feel free. Direct whatever you want. What about Bronn's entire subplot?
Should have been cut.
It didn't matter at all, right?
Should have been completely cut.
Okay. What about the horse? The big white horse at the end of episode 5.
I think everybody's making a big deal about the horse. It was just a fucking cool shot. Literally.
That's it?
Literally, the director was just like, what's an ex machina way of getting her out of here? Cool looking horse.
Okay. All right. I mean, she could have also walked.
I mean, it would have been like a 5-second goddamn plot line. Just a dialogue, just one line from Bran to be like, I was that horse.
What about the Lord of Light?
I got nothing on that one.
Okay, what about the end of the Dothraki at Unsullied?
Okay. Here's the one argument I will give this show.
Okay.
I recently had to produce 5,000 stickers at my job. 5,000, okay?
Okay.
So that is 3,000 less than the Unsullied had when she started.
Okay.
That was way more fucking stickers than I thought it was.
5,000? You didn't
yes.
think that was a lot?
I mean, it sounds like a lot.
It is a lot.
But like $5,000, that's a decent chunk of change. But really? Really, what can you do with it?
I could pay a lot of bills.
And not that many.
I could, well.
Less than you'd expect.
Oh, I
but
expect to pay
$5,000
worth.
But when you see 5,000 of something laid out on a table in front of you,
yeah.
it's a lot more than you expect.
Ironically, though, if you lay out $5,000 in front of you, not that much.
Not that much.
Unless it's in ones.
Unless.
Then it's a lot.
Right. I mean, still. It's the exact same as my sticker scenario
yes,
here.
It would
but
be, yeah.
It's a lot more than you think. So, all those wide shots of them being like, hey, here's the army, like, I can get it.
What
you're
about
probably,
when they ran into
you're probably
the...
seeing less than 1,000 in that shot.
What if, though, you see the army run into the Night Walkers?
I mean, the half of the Dothraki does not make sense to me at all.
Yeah, because they just died.
But I'm going to take what they say in the episodes being like, huff, 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 which makes no sense. How do you...
It's half of
just
half of
across
half,
across the
man.
Board, lose half of each segment of your army.
Good luck or bad luck? I'm not sure.
Like, most, all the Dothraki should be gone.
Yes.
Like a chunk of the Unsullied should be gone because
yes.
they were protecting the gate.
Yes. Remember how we had that one a couple weeks ago where it just turned the battlefield around and it's like, just do this instead? Okay. What about the prince that was promised?
Well... And also, I saw this list. Both of the last two are the exact same thing.
Okay, I was going to ask what Azor Ahai is, because I don't know what
it's
that is.
It's the prince that was promised.
Okay, I actually don't know what the prince
also,
that was promised is.
It's Azor Ahai.
What's that mean?
It's a person.
Who promised it?
It's like a prophecy.
Who prophesied it?
Because the last time that the White Walkers came, which was thousands of years ago or something like that, a dude with a flaming sword was the key in defeating the Night King and pushing them back. And his name, they named him Azor Ahai, and
oh,
he was the
so
prince.
So they were saying he was going to return
so
again?
So in the prophecy, the prince slash princess, which they addressed in season 7, that was promised, is the new Azor Ahai who would be the key to beating...
So is that Arya?
I mean, it makes no sense with the rest of the prophecy. Apparently you're supposed to be born on a red comet. Like, when a red comet's passing in the sky, he was born. So the prophecy says when a red comet comes through the sky again, the prince that was promised.
So they
was
just
born.
Said forget that one.
Oh yeah.
Okay, all right. Do you think fictional ass, do you think the series now being complete positively or negatively affects the books that haven't come out yet? Absolutely positively affects them.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Because I think everyone thinks the books
other
will be better.
Will be better
right.
than this.
I think that's the only way it comes yep. out. Mm-hmm. And I think somehow George R. R. Martin isn't to blame for any of this. Even if he is, he somehow has escaped it.
He left consulting after season 5.
Right. So I think that there, when he realized that the butler was no longer going to be the bad guy, I think he bailed. Yeah. Yep. I agree with you. Mm-hmm. So I think the books are definitely going to be positively
but then
affected.
Also like dramatically also negative because they're books and not a TV.
And I'm not
show.
Reading. But to no. be honest, I wasn't going to read them anyway. No. So that's kind of a wash.
I have tried to read
there's
the first book of Game of Thrones.
They're so big.
And it's so it's impossible.
There's so many
like
words.
Hearing old English people talk old English style, much easier to understand. Reading it, impossible.
It's, I can't
get through the first fucking chapter, man.
I can't read Shakespeare either because of that exact reason. It's too hard.
I don't know.
Too much work. I'm going to read them just not anytime soon. We better start now because they take about 45 years to work through, I think. They're meaty. All right? Okay, man. Ready for some memes?
Yeah.
Okay, so explain this one to me. So if you see here, see episode 5 above as the entire ceiling of this area collapses and crushes Cersei and Jaime, and yet there's one layer of bricks above their carcasses in the next episode.
They got slightly hit on the head a few times.
But you can see up at episode 5 up there, they didn't really get hit in the head a few times. They actually got crushed by an entire collapsing castle.
Yeah.
But then if you look at the next scene, there's...
Like, I get the dramatic...
It's actually
whole,
perfectly attacked.
Like Tyrion... Dinkman did a real good job with acting in that scene. I'll give
it... Oh, yeah. Agreed, but...
But the dumbest thing ever.
Yes.
He should have been walking over a pile of bricks this entire time.
Yes.
And also had to dig a little longer.
Yes. He lifted one brick off.
Like, I mean, you could have taken off a little bit of him
why
rustling around
why didn't they
chairs.
Just step over here to the left?
Because that's actual set, man. That's actual set. Last shot was completely CG.
So you're telling me that they couldn't go over there because CGI?
No, they ruined their... They spent too much on the damn dragons, bro.
They couldn't put a bunch of styrofoam
they
bricks
in there?
They
could have John Pett ghost, but they can't fucking put some styrofoam bricks back there.
Okay. All right. About this one. Daenerys is my queen. So says Yarna or whatever. What's her name?
Yara.
Whatever her name
it's
is.
It's actually Ara or something. Asha?
Okay.
In the books?
Her name, she says Daenerys is my queen, and then Tyrion says Bran should be king, and she's like, you right. What about that one, man?
Dude, that ending was the dumbest fucking shit.
About Yara kind of forgot like, the Ironborn literally use a caucus system to choose their kings.
Yeah.
About that?
Democracy. Might as well ask my horse. Might as well suck this dick.
I mean, is this true? Does the Ironborn
yes.
actually use a caucus to choose their kings?
Yeah, you saw it in the show.
So when she's just like, he can be the...
Democracy.
Is that... That's
no,
not,
she laughed at democracy when literally her
that's what she does.
Her country is democratic, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. All right. What about the Dothraki forgot that whoever kills their call becomes their call? What about that one?
Also, where the fuck they go?
I'm guessing to the north or wherever?
Like,
or
no.
the east, the west?
No.
East, right? With the Unsullied?
No. Why would they go with the Unsullied?
Well, where else are they going to go, man?
I don't know, maybe the ravenous plains of where they're at right now so they don't have to board iron horses again, wooden horses again.
Maybe they're all dead again.
Maybe.
Maybe they all died.
Maybe Jon burned them with the dragon, we just didn't see it.
Could be, man. How about the teleporting stuff, dude? You gotta go see the queen. Okay, see ya. And then he's up there.
My God, I asked that mid-episode.
Yes.
I literally asked that. As soon as you saw him, you're like, what?
Yeah. Yeah. He just, like, teleported there, man.
Danny kind of forgot about the Iron Fleet, bro.
Mm-hmm. Yep. All right. What about when Sansa just roasts Bran for no reason?
I don't remember this. Did she say he can't bear children
yes,
or something?
Yes, that's what she said. Just for no reason. Just for no
well,
reason.
He's fucking paralyzed, bro. His dick don't work.
Yeah, but she had to bring that up at the council for no reason?
All hail Bran the Broken Dick. Bran the Broken is good.
Man, why is his name Bran the Broken, man? That's a mean name.
That really is.
It's a mean name. I mean, he's also the Three-Eyed Raven. Don't you think maybe that's what you should focus on when you give him a name? Like, when do they start calling him Bran the Broken?
No, I don't think he is anymore.
Oh, he's not the Three-Eyed Raven?
Nah. Because the Three-Eyed Raven doesn't want... He can't want. He can't be king of anything.
Well, he can be because he is.
Well, yeah, I think Bran Stark took more over of the Three-Eyed Raven. He came into control of it. He passed puberty, as in a metaphor is.
I think it's a pretty sweet name. Bran the Broken? I mean, it's fine. What about in
it's
this
good
shot?
For like a hardcore
I've commented
Bran.
On this several times. I'm
yeah,
glad
his
someone
dick
else,
has been everywhere
yeah,
in this season.
Like I said that, I think in episode 5, I was like, look at that thing. He's not supposed to have one. And there it is. Right there. I'm glad someone on Reddit also noticed his
Dude,
man's
just
dongs.
Why not put a cup in the pants?
Great question. Great question, man.
Just make their armor have a cup.
You know that they tape down Arya's boobs, the actress? Like, they tape them down so she looks more boyish? Like, why don't they do that for Grey Worm's dong that he's not supposed
should
to have?
Probably do that.
They should, because it's clearly out of control.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So I really... Make sure Britt sees this image, because she said that she couldn't see it, so I want to make sure that she knows that I was right. And I'm not
I
just,
showed her that one.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure she knew that I was right. You know, I just don't see invisible man dongs everywhere I go. It's like,
well,
it's very real. Well, I mean, but that one I didn't. That one's real.
Okay, yeah, that one is there.
That one's real.
You are correct.
What about this one? Do you know the point of this scene? Nay. Come on, man, that was a good one.
Like, literally, she could have just started walking towards the exit and then just cut.
Yeah, it wouldn't have mattered.
Shouldn't have been
because she's back
horse.
In the city in
also,
the next time you see her
is
anyway.
She not death. Since she did not kill Danny,
yeah.
So that whole
yeah, she went there for no reason.
Fucking wrong.
She
yeah.
went there for no reason. That's the only reason she went there because she could have arrived with Sansa.
I know a killer when I see one. Murder a million people
right.
in a city with a dragon. She's probably a killer, bro. I'd watch out. She may kill you.
Right. Okay. What about this? We will sail to Noth and leave the six kingdoms behind forever. And then Sansa goes, "He gone." Arya says, "I think so." I said, "Jon, it's cool. You can stay here." What about that?
Dude, they
hey,
were just
acid.
Like,
"How
hey,
was the job?
Brother, we love you. We are family. We're the Starks. The lone wolf dies, but the pack survives. But have fun up north. Nice to see you again. Bye-bye."
I mean, why did he leave?
Dude, because fuck this show.
I mean, like, I also said this during the episode. Like, why couldn't he have just stayed?
Yeah.
Because the first thing they showed was Grey Worm leaving. It was the first thing they showed.
Yep.
But Jon still left.
Yep.
Why?
Because he needed to pet Ghost, because that's apparently anybody cares about.
Okay. But we kind of forgot
okay,
Brienne
so
swore
wait,
a lifelong
wait,
oath to protect
wait,
Sansa.
Wait, wait, wait,
oh, okay, yeah. Wait, 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 wait.
So how long did you know that Jon pet that dog?
2 weeks, I would say.
2 weeks?
Yeah. I think about 2 weeks.
So is that before the episode where he doesn't pet the dog?
No,
right
it was
after.
It was right after, I believe. Hmm. I think we watched that episode, because that was episode 4, right? And then the next Thursday, I knew. And so I knew for episode 5 and for episode 6. Hmm. So for the last 3 Thursday shows, I know.
Interesting.
Oh, that sounds awesome, Acid. Hey, did you get paid, though? You get paid, right? So, yeah, that's how I knew. Why you ask? Was I not upset enough about the dog?
No, I was thinking, did they add that scene in after the horrid reaction of the dog?
I did see a Twitter meme of some guy that was just like the one animator who has to make Jon pet Ghost mm-hmm. in the last like two seasons or
I mean, I would
two,
think
two
that,
days.
But
I don't think so. I think they had him pet Ghost.
I
think
yeah,
it was
I
always
mean,
planned.
Kit shaved his face after the season was wrapped. Like, he couldn't.
I just don't know why they didn't have him do it twice. Maybe it's like some character development, like he didn't feel ready yet, because he... I think, because remember I said that he wasn't a Stark anymore, and that's why he yeah. didn't pet it? Maybe it's signifying that maybe he is a Stark now, even though he could have just gone back.
Yeah, even though his family just basically exiled him?
Yeah. No, they didn't basically exile him, they literally exiled him.
Yeah, they did.
They literally did that. That's mm-hmm. actually exactly what happened. Okay, what about Brienne breaking her oath, and she swore to protect Sansa in Winterfell, but now she's queen of the...
Yeah, a lot of people
is.
Forgot to do things this season.
Like, Sam also broke his oath.
Yep. Yep.
Like, is he... Hey, thanks, Swim, for saying hi to Colby. Hey, is it, is Sam qualified...
No.
...to be the Grand Librarian? Like, don't you have to know things?
The Librarian, the Maester. Like, I don't know what that is. He is the doctor of these times. Like, he can read books well. He performed one surgical maneuver of curing Jorah, which was highly recommended to not do.
Don't you think people are going to stab him? Like, don't you think the other librarians are going to be angry?
Yeah, Old Town was not touched by shit. There was no war. There was no ice zombies. They lived their lives as normal motherfucking, right, and they could. And they're just all like... So this fat kid who came from the north is now
who
fucking...
literally was here for 3 weeks, stole all the books, we made clean the toilets, and now he's the king's librarian?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
I don't really understand that, man. You explain that one to me?
Only thing I can think is the king can do what he wants.
What about Bronn?
If he wants Sam, he gets Sam.
How did Bronn end up there?
I don't fucking know, man. They had to pay off his dumbass scenes in this entire season. Cut every fucking Bronn scene out of this damn show. The only reason they had him was because the fans like him.
I mean, I do like him.
No. Give him something better to do. Do something else. Kill Cersei. I don't give a fuck. Just don't do what he did, man. Just burn the season.
The whole season?
Yeah.
Well, okay, here's some just memes for you, okay? This one is, Drogon, out of grief... Drogon left, adopted a new name, retired, to go there, live the rest of his life in the Lonely Mountain, only to be disturbed centuries later by Tyrion's descendants. But that meme, you like that one, man?
I am death.
Is that Smaug?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what about this one? Now, this is pod racing.
That's horrible.
Come on, man!
That one's so dumb.
That's a good one. That's a good one, man. You get it? Because pod's pushing him in the wheelchair.
Done.
No, you don't like that one? Okay. What about this? Boy, I sure hope Danny's war is going well. I don't even remember this character's name, but I remember he's left in Markarth or wherever.
Jaqen H'ghar or something?
Where's he at? Meerkat? Markarth?
Not that.
Winterfell?
It's not that.
Windrunner?
He's in Essos.
Okay, Essos.
What's the fuck is his name?
Broody McHare?
Chat, help me out. Who the fuck is his name?
Fictional, what if I need them again?
Can't remember his name, bro.
Okay, well, he's still sitting there.
Yep.
So, because they're not going to write him a letter.
Oh, yeah, no. Hey, by the way, you know, the lady that you were in love with that you dicked down, gave a good dicking to?
Me?
No.
Oh.
Him.
Oh, him. Oh, I thought you were literally talking to me.
Yeah, man, that one lady, your wife, you know?
Yeah.
The one you gave a good dicking to?
Yeah. Hey, there's another lady.
She's dumb.
Here, I just put this one in here because I wanted you to know that someone else had made the same joke I did. Because I literally, while we watched the episode,
a lot of people made that joke.
I go, who knitted that flag? You know? Yeah. And then you guys were like, they just put it in a saddlebag, man. And I was like, you think there's some unsullied who embroiders? And you got a chuckle. Britt didn't chuckle, but I wanted her to know.
There's a painter in the bunch.
People would have chuckled. So I just... about the reaction I got that one night too. So, all right, man. How about this one? Here's an alternate ending. How about this for an alternate ending, man? Making it full screen.
I think I've seen it. I think it was dumb.
Just because you've seen it doesn't mean everyone's seen it. Okay.
I still think it was dumb though.
You're dumb.
Doesn't it turn into Lord of the Rings or something?
No, man, it turns into like an 80s movie. You not seen this one?
Mm-mm.
You see, it says, John settled with the free folk and helped establish trade with the North. Lacking leadership and numbers in the aftermath of the defeat of the White Walkers, the Night Watch quietly disbanded. The winter was devastating to Sansa's rule. Food stocks depleted by war, many Northerners died of starvation. Requesting aid from Highgarden, the North was driven into deep debt. Arya found land west of Westeros and named it Westeros, which, by the way, another joke I came up with on Sunday night. Remember that? You guys didn't laugh at it then.
No.
It's a good joke. Westeros, because it's wester than Westeros.
That's dumb.
Okay. And she returned to Winterfell and never married. She only baked one more person into a pie. After showing up at Storm's Inn claiming to be Gendry Baratheon, Lord Paramount of the Stormlands, Gendry was beaten up by Stannis loyalists and thrown into a ditch. Tyrion eventually realized that he was the Lord of Casterly Rock. He built monuments to his father and with sister with the dedication evil, but not like that evil. Bronn was stabbed and killed in a bar fight 3 days later. Davos served several years as master of ships. He died peacefully at home, surrounded by his wife and surviving children. Sam continued to get a free pass for all his oath breaking. He died of accidental exposure to an infectious disease.
Gonorrhea.
Facilitated by the omniscience of the three-eyed raven, King Bran ruled with an iron fist, brutally ending numerous wars before they even began. Aggrieved by the Northern independence, the Iron Islands rebelled for the third time in a generation. King Bran suppressed the rebellion, outlawed worship of the drowned god, and gave lordship over the islands to his uncle, extending the border of the Riverlands.
That one actually makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Well, all these have made sense, I think. Drogon returned to Essos and burninated the countryside.
Burninated.
He burninated it, dude. Ghost stayed a good boy and got many more pats. Should have ended that way, right?
I would have laughed my ass off.
It would have been better.
Such a better ending.
It would have been better.
Just change up the tone of the show immediately.
Yeah.
Oh, God, that would have been
great. Been better, right? What about this, where this guy added a laugh track to the council scene to emphasize its awkwardness?
I also saw this one.
What's this?
A Song of Ice and Fire. Archmaester Ebro's history of the wars following the death of King Robert. I helped him with the title.
Okay, Asa, we'll see you shortly.
I suppose I come in for some heavy criticism.
Oh, I wouldn't say that.
This is also stupid.
Never would have guessed.
Like, he's not in the book. He served three hands of the king in, like, 5 years. Okay? He's also a war hero, or at least masterminded of war. I would think that would make it in, even if a biased person was writing it. He was also on trial for treason at one point. I feel like that
for,
probably
should
have made it.
For, killing the goddamn king.
Yes. Yeah, you know? I feel like maybe he should make it in.
Yeah.
They literally just wrote this as a joke.
He's not.
He
what? What does he say about me?
I don't believe you're mentioned.
This is what the writers think was happening when they wrote this scene with the laugh track, dude.
Yep.
This is literally what they thought.
God, this is war that I will never read.
Your Grace.
Your Grace.
Your Grace.
Your Grace.
This is what this is happening in the writer's mind. This is what they think as they're writing it. I honestly believe it. They think people are going to be watching in their homes and be like, yes! My favorite character, Bran! And the big woman, Bran of Tarth.
You're to be missing a master of whisperers and a master of laws. And a master of war.
Yes, Your Grace. Suitable prospects will be brought to you for an audience in the coming weeks.
And Drogon? Any word?
He was last spotted flying east to
Avalon. Farther away, the better.
Perhaps I can find him.
See, he's still the three-eyed raven.
Do carry on with the rest.
As you wish, Your Grace.
Sir Podrick.
It's pod racing. See this, man? Pod racing.
We serve at your pleasure, King Bran the Broken, ruler of the Six Kingdoms and protector of the realm.
This is just like
long may he
just
reign.
Like a bad
long may he reign. Long may he,
yeah.
Long may he reign.
Long may he reign. That will improve.
Like, this looks like a student film.
I'm sure it will.
It really does. Like, I get episode 1, 2, 3 vibes from this. Like, great, like, actors who are trying to do their best with slop. Lord Paramount of the region, Master
of Court. Would you say the crown's debt to you has been?
Are you talking about Star Wars?
Info, yeah.
My old hand?
Yeah.
Good. I was going to say episodes 1, 2, and 3 of this show.
No, no, no. I mean episodes 1, Star Wars episodes 1, 2, and 3. Where they ruined Ewan McGregor and Liam Neeson.
They did.
Yeah, and Natalie Portman.
Liam Neeson recovered.
Well, did he?
Natalie Portman recovered.
Did she?
Did she win like an Oscar or something?
The Master of Coin looks forward to helping the Master of Ships, but first he has to ensure we're not wasting coin.
This should be riveting, right? I'm bored. Coin.
Anymore. That's why I heard from a lot of people.
Like, this is like, the last scene!
You feel empty, wasn't good, and was real boring. Clean water leads to a healthier
population. The Archmaester has done some research on this subject, and it turns out...
They spent more time on that than they did Danny's death scene, by the way.
Yep.
Did you rewatch the last episode at all?
No.
Ever going to?
No.
You want to hear what Aaron Rodgers has to say about it?
Yep.
Okay, let's see what American legend Aaron Rodgers has to say about it. Hey guys, it's Seth here, audio only listeners. What's up? This is not part of the actual live show. This didn't exist. I'm not Aaron Rodgers. So for some reason, when we played this on the show, it only recorded this video only played in the right channel and recorded in mono, which means I thought that it would record both channels into one. But it turns out there's just this giant blank space here where Aaron Rodgers is speaking about Game of Thrones and how he didn't like the ending and how a million different people had a better story than Bran and blah, 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 blah. Okay, he's just agreeing with us, okay? You can Google it later. What's worrying to me, because you know it's all about me, is the fact that that means it's never recorded anything that's ever happened in the left channel. So this has actually taught me that our audio setup is garbage and needs to be fixed. But I had to fill some time here in the audio show because it's just silent. So my apologies. You can't hear Aaron Rodgers. Like I said, he just really talks about his hatred for Game of Thrones. And that's about all you get. Otherwise, you know... Thanks for listening. Back to the regular show and Colby's super, super witty comments.
I don't know how he got through that without cursing.
Dude, he looks mad, right?
I really don't.
It's professional. Hey, Bugs, what's up, man? I mean, he's a professional. That's what it is.
I would have been like, fuck it. Ah, no. Done.
Doesn't the NFL fine you if you say bad words in your interviews?
Oh, like he can't afford it.
Look, man, money's money, okay? Money, you can afford money. Things and you don't spend
money's
it.
Money's money. Tell not to fucking D and Dick Nut.
What?
I don't know. Burn them.
I think that your argument...
We should riot.
You think this is what you want to riot about?
You think somebody's going to go to their house, find out where they live, and burn them down?
No, I don't think so. I think it's
a TV
show.
They could get murdered by this.
No, I don't think so.
I feel like there's one crazy fan out there that would definitely try to plot their murder.
Well, I'm sure they have security. Now you're going to end up on that list.
Fine.
Boy, eight Israelis, like,
if I
guarding
see
our
you,
house,
I
dude.
Will stab you.
Wait, but you're going to them.
No, I ain't going to them.
But you just said that you
no,
were a crazy
I
fan.
No, I said I'm not the crazy fan. You said I was the crazy fan.
You said you were a crazy fan, though.
No.
You said you were. Okay, well, here's the five stages of grief, man. So the first one is denial. You went through this during the episode.
Yep.
As soon as I sent you that image of Bran in the wheelchair... And you kept yelling, and I think Britt at the same time was also yelling, is this real? Is this real? Is it really Bran? Is it Bran? Is it really Bran? You kept asking me. I wasn't going to tell you. It was Bran. That was denial.
It was.
Okay, the next step was anger. That was absolutely right after the episode. You were yelling in my living room for a good 15 minutes, just yelling, just being angry. Okay? The next one is bargaining. Do you think that you have reached the bargaining stage?
Oh, yeah, I'd bargain with any god that exists to take this fucking season.
I don't really know if bargaining appeals here. Like, before loss, it seems like you will do anything if only your loved one will be spared. Please, God, you bargain. I will never be angry at my wife again if you just let her live. Did you pray to God to make Game of Thrones better at any point?
No.
Okay. What about depression?
That's where I'm at right now.
That's you're in the depression stage. Okay. Well, next man is acceptance, so that's good, right?
Like I said, it will never come.
But it will come. I think that's your depression speaking, that you're not going to go through acceptance.
Well, you know what's going to fucking happen. is the books are going to come out and somebody's going to fucking run a story where it's going to get spoiled. And then...
You think the book's going to get spoiled?
Oh, yeah.
100%, I agree.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so all I'm going to get is reading about what should have happened in this show.
But it ain't going to matter because we're both dummies and we want to see it.
Also, okay, so I heard another rumor that later... Well, not a rumor, but a theory that like later in life, like 10, 15 years, whatever it be, they'll remake Game of Thrones and be like, this is the be-all, end-all, accurate representation of the books.
I think it's like 40 years.
40?
Well, I mean, when's remakes now?
Fucking 10?
No.
15?
No.
Yeah.
How long between Transformers? How long between Aliens? How long between Predator? These are movies in the 80s. It's 2020, man. You're talking 30, 35 years.
There was an
years.
Alien versus Predator movie in like 2006.
But that wasn't a reboot. That was a spinoff.
Yeah. But then there was a reboot last year.
Yeah, and the original Alien, which that was a play off of, not Alien versus Predator.
I'm just
that
saying.
Happened in like 83.
Mm.
It's like 35, 40 years for these reboots. Ghostbusters.
Do you want to talk about Spider-Man? Do you want me to bring Spider-Man up right now?
What do you mean Spider-Man?
Spider-Man.
Spider-Man's different.
How is it different?
Because it's not the same story every time.
It is exactly the same story every time.
Well, but it's not.
It is.
It's not, though.
It is not. It's a dude who slings webs.
That's not a story. That's a character feature.
That's a dude who slings webs.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yep.
No.
Yep.
Sorry, man. You gotta wait like 30 years for this. You'll be alive. You'll be in your 50s, man.
I won't care. I'll be in acceptance by then.
Oh, so it will come.
It will come, just like out of sheer no other options.
Oh my god, dude. They're, I think, reboots based on original, like the same stories. 30-35 years, I think.
You think somebody's gonna like ultimate edit like some shit together to make this show work?
I don't think they can, because there's not enough footage of John and Danny, the people that people wanted, doing things that the people want them to do.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody That's but Bran, I think, would be acceptable, though.
About like a 2-hour movie. Do you think somebody could take
HBO's
all...
made movies before, man? Sex the City, Entourage.
Well, no, do you think that somebody could take the footage that exists right now, compilate it into a 2.5-3 hour long movie?
What about what Fictional says? He says someone's going to use advanced AI to create the right ending. What if we have to wait 10 years to get to this point, but technology advances so far that you can just animate photorealistic people and they just make a new episode using computers?
It could happen. I mean, they could face swap people right now.
That'd be fine, right?
Yeah.
Like, we could show people the episode, and instead of playing the last one, we just play the new fake last one, and we just say it's the last one, you know? But that's letting D&D off too easy.
Oh, they'll burn when Star Wars comes out.
Well, think about it this way, man. This is actually nuts to think about. This honestly hurts my head. D&D right now working on a new Star Wars trilogy.
Mm-hmm.
Best case scenario, it launches 2022.
Maybe.
I would say. 2 years after. 3 years after this one. I would say.
I thought there was a good jump between what Disney had released.
Let's say it's 2 years after, which seems extreme, but that's 2021. And then there's 2 years in between their trilogy. That's 2023, 2025. We're going to be dealing with D&D until 2025.
Yeah.
I'll be 36 years old, 37 years old. You'll be my age.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll still be on this show. Talking about Dinkeldorf and Dumbledore. Uh-huh. It's going to be horrible, dude.
Dinkeldorf and Dumbledore, huh?
Yeah, there's two new trilogies, actually Fictional. Only one of them has been officially confirmed as coming first, and that's the one from Dunderhead and Duffelbutt, and I think it's happening in 2022, I believe. This is the depression phase. I see it. I see it happening. I'm sorry, man.
Yeah.
Sorry, man.
I think I wore my Game of Thrones shirt on Sunday.
You did?
I did.
I thought that was a bold move.
No,
because I
said before I put it on, I was like, this is going to be the last time I wear this shirt.
Yeah.
And it was, because when I got home, I ripped it.
I was going to ask if we could burn it, but you already destroyed it.
I ripped it in half.
Okay.
I do have another one, though. Actually, I have two more.
Can we burn them?
Yeah.
What if the books are really good, though, man? You say you're a book fan.
I don't give a fuck.
Okay, I would like to burn some things.
I don't read.
I really like burning. Burning's fun, so we could burn some things, you know. That'd be cool.
Y'all ready for the rise of the Skywalker? Oh, what a fantastic start to that.
Hey, man, I got photos right here. You want to look?
Yeah,
man. We got the first photos, production photos, Rise of the Skywalker. Look at J.J. Abrams. What do you think he's doing right now?
He looks like a college dropout.
He does, right? Here she is on the cover of Vanity Fair.
It's literally photos from taking those photos.
That one was, yeah. What about this? You excited about your boy Kylo?
No.
No?
No.
Okay, what about this photo?
Nope.
We got this one
that
right here?
That looks like a terrible set.
Some bounty
like,
hunters, man?
That looks like a spinoff of Firefly. That's
it looks. It
looks
does
like.
Look like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does. What about that, man?
I could give a
shiny,
shit.
Shiny golden
Stop
bounty hunter
introducing
lady.
Introducing new people.
It does seem ridiculous to introduce new people,
Stop
doesn't it?
It? Yeah.
It
this
does.
This is like Captain Phasma 2.0.
How about this one, dude? Who is this guy?
I don't fucking know.
Like, because that guy is the redhead guy.
Hux.
Who is this?
It's his dad. I don't know.
Why is there another new character?
I don't know, man.
Okay. There's Chewie. See Chewie over here?
Yep.
And here's this person. C-3PO.
That suit must be hot as shit.
What's this person doing?
Like leaning back, man.
Okay.
Pulling the lean back.
There he is, dude. Look at him. BB-8 and C-3PO.
I'm so mad that he's in this.
I am, too. I hate C-3PO so much.
Yeah.
I hate C-3PO so much. Here they are riding on some new creatures, man. Who's that?
God, what the fuck is that?
Is that Rose? That's
no,
not Rose, right?
That's definitely not Rose.
Okay. So what are they doing?
They found some indigenous tribesmen.
Uh-huh.
Who still use bow and arrows.
Like, this looks like Luke Skywalker's own planet, right?
No.
Okay.
Tatooine? No.
No. The one from the other movie. The Jedi Temple planet.
Yeah, not that.
Doesn't look like that to you?
No.
Okay.
That's probably Endor, or the planet Yavin 4.
Oh, okay. Okay. What about this snow battle between Kylo Ren?
Oh, yeah, you got me. I'm seeing it.
Are you kidding me?
There's a fucking lightsaber fight. You got me, man. I'm sorry. I don't care about the plot in these movies. Just give me lightsaber battles. Plot's already terrible
this,
as shit.
What about Nathan Drake right here with Lando Calrissian?
Fuck Lando.
Dude, I love Lando.
Fuck him.
Look.
They're literally only bringing him back to murder him.
Oh, probably.
Yeah.
Oh, definitely.
Because they murdered everyone else.
But Oscar Isaac looks good, though, right?
He sucks dick, man.
Really?
I'm so done with him.
Look at him.
He's
he looks
the
great.
Worst, man.
What about these people? I mean, fictional. He looks like Nate Drake. Doesn't he look like Nathan Drake? This is Uncharted 3 Nathan Drake standing in the desert. Right there, that's him. What about these dudes? What about the squid dudes?
Sure.
You okay with the squids?
Sure.
What about this person who's not a squid but has a mechanical
eyes?
They
were like, can we make a real-life Squidward?
And then they had this actual person. There's just a real person in there as well. It's like we only have 4 squid masks, but we need 7 people. We got this. We got these janky glasses. We got this hair that has binoculars on it. And then we got Tim.
Token black guy.
He's just there. Oh, then there's John Williams scoring it. See that? What about this, dude? What about R2 and Luke watching the flames, dude? I love that. Doesn't get your nether regions all excited?
Nope. You show me that lightsaber battle. That's all I give a shit about, man.
I hear, man.
Yep.
That's the one you like.
That's all I care.
Yeah, I mean, let's see if this gets bigger. It doesn't. That's as big as it gets. So, it's exciting, man. You want to watch the new Tarantino movie trailer? Because I haven't seen it. Have you seen this?
I saw one of them.
The Once Upon a Time in Hollywood trailer?
I think I saw the trailer teaser for it.
No, I haven't seen anything. So let's just watch it.
I'm Rick Dalton. It's my pleasure, Mr. Schwartz.
Call me Marvin. Put it there. That's your son?
No, it's my stunt double, Cliff Booth.
Last night, we watched a Rick Dalton double feature. All the shooting.
That fucking...
I love that stuff, you know, the chilling.
That's Harvey Keitel.
Anybody order fried sauerkraut? Damn you Nazi bastards!
I'm into this. This looks good, dude.
World got you down. You're feeling bad about racial.
Are you an actor?
No, I'm a stuntman.
Look at me. So you still the wreck, huh?
Still here.
You can do anything you want to him. We're gonna have a thing.
hired you to be an actor, Rick, not a TV cowboy. You're better than that.
Dwine?
Cut! Embarrass yourself like that in front of all those goddamn people!
All right, what's the matter, partner?
It's official, old buddy. Well, it has been.
Is this a buddy cop movie, only not cops, for Brad Pitt, Leo DiCaprio?
Here I am.
I thought it was about the Manson murders.
Next door to me.
I'm Sharon Tate. I'm in the movie.
You're in this?
That's me. I play Miss Carlson, the Klutz.
Is that Margot Robbie?
Yeah.
Charlie's gonna dig you. And that
gospel group. Yeah, there's Charlie Manson.
Wait, it's about the Manson murders?
Yeah, that's what I heard. Is that Bruce Lee?
Bruce Lee is dead, dude.
Well, is he supposed to be Bruce Lee?
I would guess, yeah. It was Al Pacino. Al Pacino. My God. Change. You're right.
Hey, you're Rick fucking Dalton. Don't you forget it.
Okay, I don't have any idea what that movie's about.
Me neither.
That did nothing, except that I'm just okay. That's...
Yeah, the first trailer showed nothing about the Mansons, but I heard back when it was in, like, development that it was about Charlie Manson.
What did Charlie Manson do, besides kill everybody?
He murdered a lot of people.
I knew that. You know any more details?
No.
Chris!
It was in California.
What did Charlie Manson do? It was a cult that basically serial murdered a bunch of people.
There you go.
Thank you. She knows everything about rape and murder. It's
perfect.
She's like an encyclopedia on
it. It's a great wife to have there, man.
So I'm guessing that last part then was them at the rape compound then? Mm-hmm. The cult compound for the rape stuff?
That'd be a good guess.
That's a weird twist.
I gotta pee.
For what looks kind of Ocean's Eleven-ish, right?
A little bit.
Like the first part looks Ocean Eleven-ish and then it's gonna turn into murder? Okay. All right, well...
Yeah.
I'm interested, I guess. No, we're not going to watch Toy Story 4.
What's Falcon?
No, show's over. We got to save stuff for Sunday, man.
Oh, okay.
It's too much. We got 2 hours to fill on Sunday,
I
man.
I got pee, bro. Yeah, I know. We got no shows to talk about.
Let's end the
no
show
shows to
because
speculate.
Is it? It's literally the end. We should cancel the show.
We should. This is a good end, right?
I mean, if we cancel now...
Son of a bitch.
If we cancel the show now, everyone will still be in the sadness about Game of Thrones ending, and we won't be missed. Right?
Right.
Okay.
I think it's a scope on it, man.
It does. It's a stormtrooper rifle.
Bam.
Well, bam. If you need a scope, it's 2 inches from my head. The gun.
Oh, yeah, no, yeah. I need to perfectly place it right in your eyeball.
I actually think at this distance, the scope is inaccurate.
I think it might be.
Yeah, because I'm
like,
too close.
I'm aiming at your
like,
eye.
Do you see forehead. My nose?
I don't.
Because you would shoot my nose. All right, everybody, that's our show for tonight, but we will be back in about 5 minutes for Colby Plays Games. Do you know what you're playing tonight, man?
No.
Spyro the Dragon.
That got voted over whatever the fuck
it did.
Was, oh.
I'm really mad. I could tell you about why I'm mad, but you have to pee. Do you want me to tell you? Or?
Sure.
Okay. We had 4 votes this week.
Uh-huh.
We had 4 votes this week, and it was tied.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. 2-2. And I was playing Overwatch last night with a couple chatters, a couple fans, you know, shaking the hands. They won a contest. They got to hang out a little bit with Z-Swigs.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Huh? And I was talking. I said, I forgot to get the game last night. But last night, I was like, I forgot to get the game tonight. Oh, my God. And then I went and looked. What won? It was tied. 4 votes. 2-2. And then I started having a breakdown because no one cares about us anymore.
Yep.
And so the people who were on the chat with us decided to go and vote. To make me feel better, but Chris said vote for Spyro and threw the vote, and so that's why Spyro won.
Can we just not do it?
I mean, we could do like 20 minutes and no one says anything. We could just turn it off.
Let's do that.
All right, anyway. Guys, we'll be back in about 5 minutes for Colby Plays Games, okay? So if you're live on Twitch right now, don't go anywhere. We'll be back in about 5 minutes. Colby's going to play Spyro the Dragoon. That's how you pronounce it, I believe.
Maybe I'll like it.
Better dragon than Drogon. That's all I got to say. Okay? So stick around for that. If you're not watching live, you can get all the audio, Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher. They're all at SaidTheKobe.com. The VODs at SaidTheKobe.com and Twitch.tv/SaidTheKobe. We watch the show live every Sunday at 3 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Eastern time, and every Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern, 2 a.m. Central European.
Sometimes on the internet.
Yep. All right. So we'll see you guys in about 5 minutes or on Sunday. Bye-bye, everybody. Bye-bye.